neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera, Boardwalk,
Kalani Resort,
Hilton,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Welcome back to episode 4 of the DVC Newscast. I am Shannon Ford, and with me today we got Pete Shidley. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Shannon.
So it is. We are recording this on Thursday, July 16th, and as of yesterday, all 4 Walt Disney World parks are reopened. So,
yay.
How excited are you about it?
I am excited. I'm really excited, even though I'm not anywhere near them. But it's good to see.
It is. And I was hesitant. As I've mentioned before, we're scheduled to go to Walt Disney World in 10 days. And we are still going. We live in Florida, so we aren't bound by any quarantine restrictions. But we also rented that reservation. So we really have to go or lose our points or lose our money. So we are going. And I think we were a little hesitant. It was supposed to be a staycation. Stormalong Bay is going to be closed, so that was very disappointing. We're staying at Beach Club Villas. But now with the parks reopening, we were only going to do one day at Disney's Hollywood Studios. But seeing these wait times, and we'll get into it in a bit, I am kind of leaning to, you know, trying to buy some more tickets. I don't know. I'm spoiled as a Florida resident and as an AP holder. We have APs, but we're not activating them until December. So I'm spoiled with the Florida resident deals that usually come around with tickets. So paying full price for tickets is kind of hard. But seeing these wait times, I don't know. What do you think about them?
Yeah, I mean, this doesn't surprise me. I was expecting fairly low attendance. Number one, they were going to restrict the numbers coming into the parks. And number two, I think a lot of people are staying away. I think it's not that surprising that for the most part, the wait times are pretty low. And I think that's one of the cool things about going is that, you know, maybe you can get a lot done if you're willing to
it's a different experience for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different experience. So let's get into that a little bit. You can look on the internet and Twitter and Instagram and find all the precautions that are being and the safety measures that are taking place, the hand sanitizing, the partitions that they have in some of the queues, all of that. We're not going to get into all of that. There's just way too much, and neither of us have experienced it firsthand. So we're going to just talk about some of the news that's happened in the last week since our last episode. I guess it's been about 10 days since we recorded, and then kind of go into a little bit of a discussion as far as about the reopening, and then talk about a little rumor that is still kind of out there. So let's start with Magic Kingdom. So Magic Kingdom doesn't really have any specific news, but we did see the cavalcades that were going on. So that's different. I think that looks like fun. What do you think?
I think that's neat. I assume they're not on a set schedule so that people aren't like crowded around like they would be for a parade.
I think so. I think you're right.
But it's good to see because you get to get the characters out and people get to see the characters, you know, especially if you have your kids with you, you get to see the characters because there's no meet and greets either.
We've never been real big parade people. And as our son's gotten older, we've gone to a couple of the parades and you have to sit out and get a spot and sit in the sun, especially for that 3 o'clock parade. That's sometimes 2 o'clock, but it gets hot. So I think just to see them and that there's no traffic, you can continue to walk, you know, it's not going to block the walkway for very long. So I love watching Merida and Gaston on the horses coming through. I think that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Did you see the video of Merida, the horse getting, I guess, a balloon wrapped around its leg?
I didn't see the video. I heard about it, though.
It was pretty scary. And I grew up horseback riding. I grew up with Arabian horses, which are a lot smaller. Those are big horses. Like, those are draft horses. Those are horses that are built to pull things, not be ridden. So
yeah,
to see Merida and Gaston riding them, it's really pretty scary. Kudos to those cast members, how professional they were. Kudos to Merida, who just literally just kind of slipped off the horse and walked away while that horse was freaking out about a balloon. I mean, it was pretty scary, and that could have ended so much worse. So I'm so thankful that it didn't. But man, that was a sight to see for sure. If you haven't seen that video, look it up online because it's pretty incredible. Magic Kingdom, I think the waits have been pretty expected. I mean, there's 5-10 minute waits. I think the longest one is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Splash Mountain. So Splash Mountain, I think everyone thinks it's going to close tomorrow. We talked about that not too long ago.
Yeah, I think it was funny that people are like hoarding merchandise and everything like that. And I'm thinking, I don't think it's closing for another year or so. So
I you're getting ahead of yourself. Bags of people. Oh my goodness. I'm not a big fan of those people. Those items were already up on eBay, triple the price. And yeah, I just don't think there's a market for it.
I get why people do it. In that, you know, it helps them pay for their trip, but I don't like it. It's not really appealing to go through all that work to gouge people on buying merchandise. So I don't do it myself.
I don't mind entrepreneurship. I like entrepreneurship, but if it's going to prevent like my son from getting a plush because they're sold out, that's where I feel like it's wrong. Because we're there at the parks and now my son can't get a plush if he wants one because they're sold out because somebody wants to gouge him on eBay. That's where I have a problem.
And we were there 2 years ago when they came out, and I think it was even the Splash Mountain. They came out with the Splash Mountain Funko Pop.
Yes.
And we were in the park that day, and there was literally a line of, it had to be 500 people from the merchandise stand in Frontierland. It was all the way back into the hub, basically, with people. And then later in the day, you saw people carrying around giant bags they had to, that, you know, I don't know what the minimum was, but it certainly wasn't two. It must have been, you know, 20 was the minimum, because they had people with giant bags of having this, you know, one item. And I just don't understand that. It seems like it would be so easy to just say, oh, you can buy two or three and that's it.
Right.
You know, I agree. You can't just hoard these things.
We live near one of the outlets, and we're going off on a tangent here, but we live near one of the outlets, and you can't buy any item more than 10 at the outlets. That's just their rule. And sometimes you can only buy one. When they have any good deals on the lounge flies, you can only buy one to prevent that. But we'll move on. So Magic Kingdom, I didn't have an appeal to go to Magic Kingdom until I started seeing these wait times. So now we're contemplating adding Magic Kingdom to our vacation in 2 weeks. Because we're only going for 3 nights. And but these wait times, man, that's the Magic Kingdom of my youth. And talk about low wait times, Animal Kingdom. I mean, yesterday with the opening of the other two parks, there was someone that I was following on Twitter that rode Flight of Passage 4 times in the row and 1 time was the only person and was said, pick whichever seat 1 through 16, pick whichever one you want.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, 5 minute wait. The wait for Navi River Journey is longer than Flight of Passage. It's crazy. But one of the things that did come out is, so we do have a news story in regards to Animal Kingdom. Up, A Great Bird Adventure has been performed in the Caravan Theater for the last few years, but for now, Feathered Friends in Flight will be taking over with a more socially distant show. Russell and Doug no longer appear. Instead, there are just a couple of cast members. So I did hear reports from people that did see this show, and they said of all the shows with the birds, I've never seen one, but with all the shows in this theater, this has been their favorite one. That it's more focused on the birds, it's more focused on the training, and it's less cheesiness, trying to add in IPs when it doesn't apply, and that it flowed really, really nicely. So this might be one that we attend in the future if they keep it. What do you think?
Yeah, we loved the original show that was there for years, and now I can't think before they put Russell or Doug into the show. We would go see that pretty much every time. Our daughter loved it, so we would go every time, and that was a fun show. I wouldn't call it a great show, but it was a nice, you know, sit in the shade type show that you could do. And then the change to the Up version was a downgrade in my view. As you say, it didn't work. It was cramming an IP into something that, I mean, you could see where they were trying to fit it in, but it was not as good a show. So I would be curious to see, because it sounds like, so this is actually like a 15-20 minute show they're doing.
I don't know specifically how long, but the reports that I've seen is that everyone seems to like this show better than the Up version.
That's understandable. Well, that's good to see.
And then we'll move on to the parks that opened yesterday. We'll start with Epcot. And one of the first things, my Twitter started blowing up. And by the way, I never really use Twitter until the reopening of Disney, actually with the NBA announcements, because that's where you find out information so fast is Twitter. So yeah. Twitter has been my new friend, and I follow a couple people that seem to get the news out pretty fast. So on reopening day, people noticed that Spaceship Earth and Mary Poppins had been removed from the show at the Epcot experience. Disney then released a statement confirming that the projects are in fact postponed. They said, as with most businesses during this period, we are further evaluating long-term project plans. The decision was made to postpone development of the Mary Poppins-inspired attraction and Spaceship Earth at this time. They are postponed, not canceled, but they were taken out of the Epcot experience. And then also the Festival Center, they are saying they're going to reimagine it, which they already leveled the fountains. I think that's where it was supposed to go.
Right.
But I could understand why they're reimagining it, because that Festival Center in this new social distant environment, a Festival Center just doesn't work. That's going to be interesting of what are they going to put in that big space, because they can't go.
The whole thing is interesting because you can see, and I can't, in this particular case, I can't even blame Disney for it, where I'm sure they're looking at things and going, okay, we have significantly lower attendance, and we probably are going to have significantly lower attendance for a while. They don't even know how long this is going to last. So what do they do about projects that are already in construction, and what do they do about projects that haven't started yet? So these two kind of make a lot of sense, and I think it's unfortunate, especially the Mary Poppins one. Mm-hmm. But Spaceship Earth, you got a functional ride there already. Why invest the money right now to redo it? In general, people like it too. It's not like people were demanding, like with the Imagination Pavilion, that they want to see a change. I don't think there's a lot of disappointment if that stays. Mary Poppins, there certainly would be, but again, they haven't even broke ground yet there, so that was a while off.
We never
off
knew
anyways.
What kind of ride it was going to be. It was rumors it was going to be a carousel or something like Dumbo, or a dark ride. No one knew what it was supposed to be. It was just a Mary Poppins attraction. It's going to be interesting. They also have removed the sign that said coming summer of 2020 for Ratatouille.
Right. I mean, even that must have been almost done, right?
I can't imagine
them
opening a ride during this because of reduced attendance. That's, you open a ride to draw people into a park, and they don't want to do that.
So I imagine that one is going to, even though it's probably either complete or 95% complete, I could very well see them waiting till maybe even next summer to open the Ratatouille ride.
Right. I could see that too. Or maybe in January when attendance is typically low, but time will tell. Time will tell. And then we'll move on to everyone's favorite park, or at least it seems by the wait times, and that is Disney's Hollywood Studios. What we did learn is originally there was not going to be any virtual queues. And then Disney announced that there was going to be three different times during the day, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., where the virtual queue spots were going to be released. So before, previously, they were released at park open. So at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., you had to be in the park before park open to be able to snag one of those spots. Now they're doing it
three times a day. This is for Rise of the Resistance, right?
This is for Rise of the Resistance. Sorry about that. Yes, correct. But yesterday we did see, yesterday was the first time they did it. People were lining up at 8 a.m. Now all socially distanced outside and in line, but it was a pretty long line outside of the park because everybody wanted to get in at 10 a.m. So you had to be in the park. All the 10 a.m. boarding groups were gone by 10:05. I think there were some people that were having the same issues as before where they were in the park, but the app wasn't recognizing that they were in the park. If you are going to Hollywood Studios, report back to us and let us know how it goes. If were you able to get a boarding group? What I have heard is you have to close the app and reopen it at 10 or reopen it after you've gone into the park. I don't know if that was the case yesterday, but I know that was an issue that had happened back when the ride first opened.
Yeah.
So we were actually there opening day. We didn't have any issues, but just something to keep in mind. We're going on the 27th to Disney's Hollywood Studios. I'm totally watching every single report on Rise of the Resistance. Should we go at 10? Should we try and get it at 10? Should we try and go wait for the 1 or 4 p.m.? I think that's a risk waiting for the 4 p.m. drop. You can only get one boarding pass. So you can, even if you get in at 10, you can't try and get another one at 1 or 4. You only can ride it one time per day, which I think that's great by Disney. The line also for Mickey's and Minnie's Runaway Railway is really long, and Slinky Dog is really long because no one's waiting for Rise of the Resistance. So everybody's in line at those two rides. So the lines at Disney's Hollywood Studios are longer, much, much longer. I mean, we're looking at 70. I think the Runaway Railway was 70 minutes consistently yesterday, as was Slinky Dog.
Well, I mean, Hollywood Studios, they still, even though they've expanded significantly, they still only have, I think, 9 rides or something like that.
I think
so. And then if you think about it, the big people eaters there are the shows, the Indiana Jones.
And they're gone. I was thinking the same thing.
Right, and they're not open. So you got, you know, essentially these 9 rides, and of those 9 rides, probably 4 of them are the ones everybody wants to ride, especially Mickey and Minnie's. I mean, that barely opened and the parks were closed. You know, very few people got to ride that.
Yep. It wasn't even open, I think, 2 weeks.
Right.
And it will be interesting to see if Disney adjusts the numbers, because I think they're starting to see a lot more crowds around certain attractions than they wish at this point in the game as far as reopening the park. So it'll be interesting to see if we start seeing availability disappear faster for Hollywood Studios. Obviously, we don't know what their capacity is, but I think they maybe underestimated some of the parks as far as capacity and probably overestimated with Disney's Hollywood Studios based on what we're seeing right now. A couple things I did mention. So with the masks, you have to wear it all the time. If you haven't heard about this, you got to wear it all the time. You also know neck gaiters. Disney has come out and said no neck gaiters, no bandanas. It has to be a mask that goes around the ears. We wore neck gaiters at Universal Studios. We thought they were great, but Disney had said no go for the parks. And the interesting thing that I'm seeing is that you have to wear your mask on the rides, which we knew. But if you pull down your mask during the picture, they will pull your picture and you will not ever see that picture from on My Disney Experience or ever see it on PhotoPass. You need to make sure that you're wearing your mask in your picture. So if you want that Pirates of the Caribbean or Splash Mountain or Haunted Mansion photo, you better make sure you're wearing your mask. The one thing I found interesting is that you can't even take your mask down for a photo pass picture in front of the castle. So that was something that Universal Studios did allow you to do. If you were taking a picture, they would allow you to take off your mask, take a picture, and then put it back on. Disney has said no. So even with pictures in front of the castle, you have to leave your mask on. They are being very, very strict. I get it. I would have liked, I think having a picture in front of the castle with your mask on is going to be a time stamp of this time. For someone who goes to Disney a lot, it's not a big deal. But if this is a once in a lifetime or once every couple years trip, and you're in wearing masks and all your pictures, I would probably be disappointed. I definitely think they'll probably sell less PhotoPass or Memory Makers because of it. What do you think?
Yeah, for me, to me, it's kind of cool to the idea that all my pictures will have have masks on them. But that would be good once. I don't know about after, you know, multiple trips if you want to have that. But I don't know. I think it's probably smart on their part to do this, because otherwise, if you give a little bit of leeway, then you're going to have people push that leeway.
Yes. I agree.
And so, unfortunately, and so I think they're just saying, okay, well, other than, I know they have like designated zones where you can go. I don't know where they are, but I know they have like designated areas.
Relaxation zones. Right. Yeah, they're all over. There's one in, I mean, they're pretty much, I know Launch Bay is one in Hollywood Studios. Tomorrowland Terrace is another one in Magic Kingdom. Yeah,
that makes sense.
And they're pretty nice spaces. Like some of the spaces have air conditioning. So,
yeah. So that's good. So, but I like that idea that, okay, if you want to take off your mask, go to one of these spots. Otherwise you have to leave your mask on. You got to leave it on the rides. You have to, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me. So,
yeah, I think it's good. I think Disney's being smart. As much as I don't prefer it, I did prefer how Universal Studios did it, but I also didn't take advantage of it. I can see why Disney is just drawing a hard line, because it's less likely that people will take advantage of it.
How about your Moonlight Magic plan? I heard they've delayed things, right?
So yes, Moonlight Magic was supposed to take place. Well, this is all the ones up until August have been canceled. But the last set of Moonlight Magic for Disney's Hollywood Studios for September and October, the registration was supposed to happen July 15th. And I had been checking every day to see if, and it still said July 15th, still said July 15th. And then I think it was last Thursday, I went and it said, registration will be at a later date. I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, 2021.
Right. So most likely, I mean, I think we all kind of expected that that was going to be canceled. Yeah. Now, just saying, it's not canceled yet. They postponed the registration. That's all they've done. And they did it. They did so before the parks reopened. However, they have done this delayed registration for all the other Moonlight Magics that have been canceled eventually. So I think this is a foretelling of what is going to happen. We still have our reservation at Old Key West for October for that trip. We will cancel at 31 days if they haven't changed it. If they haven't had registration by the first week of September, I'm pretty sure it's not happening. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not happening anyway. But
I think we talked about this last show that I think it's not happening. They don't really have any incentive to do it right now. I mean, they can easily point to the whole situation to say, well, we're just not going to do it. And I'm a little surprised they just don't come out and cancel it, because I don't know what advantage this gives them to keep it around.
I agree.
Keep it around and then, oh no, now we're going to cancel it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just, I think it would have been better if they just said, we're canceling them for the rest of the year. And I think a lot of people would have, respected that because of the situation, but this hope, and then to rip it away from you it's just hard. And again, I had mentioned before this, I was supposed to go to 4 Moonlight Magics this year and I have attended none. It doesn't look like I'm attending any, but it's fine. Like, it is what it is.
You'll get there, but Shannon.
I'll get there. And then, so we'll talk about annual pass holders. We talked a little bit about the park reservations, and I think they overestimated with how many people they could let in for Hollywood Studios. Well, announcement came out on the 15th that Walt Disney World to increase number of park reservations available for annual pass holders starting July 16th, which is the day we're recording. However, Disney's Hollywood Studios is excluded. And now it's important to note that this will launch on July 16th for select states in July and August at Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Disney's Animal Kingdom. Hollywood Studios is not included in the added availability. Annual pass holders are still limited to just 3 theme park reservations at a time on a rolling basis, unless they have a resort reservation, which they can make the 3 park reservations on top of their resort reservation timeframe. And then Disney did note that this is not an increase in actual park capacity, as that remains limited due to health and safety guidelines, but an increase in how many theme park reservations are available to annual pass holders, likely due to the low resort stays or individual ticket sales. So basically, there's 3 buckets of ticket availability or park reservation availability. And it seemed annual pass holders has been almost full. It's all full for almost every weekend in August is completely blocked off. But if you look at resort reservation guests or ticket holders, there's a lot of availability. So basically, what they're going to be doing is reallocating those reservations to the annual pass holders on select basis. I think this is great. I think it's needed. I think it helps annual pass holders. The value of your pass has been devalued so much that at least this is something to look forward to. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I think Disney, they really didn't know how many resort guests they're going to have, how many additional ticket sales they're going to have. Probably what happened is once they opened, not surprisingly, not a lot of people are flocking to Disney World. I don't know what the press was like down in Florida, but looking at the national press from New York, it was like, what is Disney doing opening? Why is Disney World opening? Florida's having a surge in cases. Of course, people aren't paying attention to the precautions they're taking. They're just seeing right. Disney World's open. And they're also not paying attention to the fact that Universal and Busch Gardens and SeaWorld are all already open, but that's the face that's being kind of given to it. It makes sense that people are not really going to be traveling to come there. And so it's good to see that they're adjusting to that and they're allowing the annual pass holders, because I would think, I mean, even though I'm an annual pass holder, I would think the majority are Florida residents.
Correct.
And so that gives folks a little more opportunity to go. So that's good.
Yeah, I think so too. It'll be interesting to see how they reallocate or when they reallocate these reservations. Is it going to be day of? Is it going to be, okay, 48 hours before we're going to start releasing? I'm kind of in the camp that they're probably going to wait till about 48 hours before and then start releasing, because I do think, at least for the resort reservations, because if someone decides to book a last minute reservation to come down and stay on Disney property, they're going to want to hopefully, not guarantee, but give you the best chance of a spot to go to one of the parks. I think that this will probably be, and this is just speculation on my part, I know nothing, but I think it's probably going to be in the 42, 72 hour range where they start reallocating these reservations from ticket holders and resort reservations to annual pass holders. So time will tell, but I think that's great for the annual pass holders.
So the other thing though, on for annual pass holders, this is a pretty good deal, is they just increased the discount that annual pass holders get from now through August 14th to 30% from what they were doing, which I think was, it was typically what, 20%?
20%, correct.
So that's a really good deal if you're going to the parks. You know, the usual caveats are there, select locations and select merchandise, but typically that means most locations and most merchandise are eligible. There's probably certain things that are not eligible, certain high-end items or specialty items.
And I think the specialty ears were excluded.
Yeah, so there's probably a few things that are excluded, but generally, probably wherever your regular discount works, this will work too. So they're trying to encourage pass holders to spend some money.
I think so.
That's a good deal, 30% off.
Yep. And they probably have a lot of merchandise to offload. I know they haven't reopened the outlets yet. So if anybody is an outlet goer and goes to the outlets in Florida when you're here, they have not reopened the outlets. There's two in Orlando and one in South Florida, 15 miles from where I live, which is way too close, but they have not reopened and there's no opening date set for them. So they obviously are trying to offload the items that they have. I know at Food and Wine, there's no Food and Wine merchandise yet because it usually starts at the end of August, but all the Flower and Garden merchandise is still available.
Yeah, I was going to say the discount shops, I'm sure, are going to be loaded with 2020 Flower and Garden merchandise this year.
Well, that's my hope. Or the Run Disney, the rival run, because that just never happened. Yeah, I'm planning on picking up some 2020 merchandise, hopefully at the outlet whenever it reopens. But that is it. I did want to mention our sponsor for today's episode is DVC Rental Store. If you are looking to do a rental reservation or are looking at going to Walt Disney World, they have a lot of reservations right now, confirmed reservations. Some are really hard to get. I mean, I've seen some value rooms at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So they have a lot of reservations right now. So definitely go and take a look. You can probably get a really great deal. Sad for those families that aren't able to go to their Disney World vacation, but you might be able to benefit. So definitely take a look at DVC Rental Store and see if there's anything you are interested in. And I think I just kind of mentioned, we forgot to talk about Jumbo House did reopen. Jumbo House, July 10th. This wasn't on our agenda, but Jumbo House did reopen on July 10th. But there is basically one person that checks you in. There's a one bell service man and your rooms and a pool, and that's it. So there's no stores open, no restaurant, no pool bar, nothing. Everything.
Are the animals still there?
I'm sorry?
Are the animals still there?
The animals are still there, but somebody reported that there was a giraffe just looked at her from her balcony, like, what are you doing here on July 10th, which was the first day they were open. She said some of the animals kind of kept over, like, what are these people doing here? Because they hadn't seen them. If you think about it, they hadn't seen these people for 4 months. We actually have a reservation in September at Jumbo House, but if it's like what we're seeing and reporting where it's just the pool and the resort, the buses are running. And you can take a tram over to Kidani, but I gotta think they gotta open up at least the Mara, because
I would hope so.
I hope they do. That's the update. Jumbo is, I think, probably something we'll be talking about for every episode until now, until the whole resort reopens.
Yeah, and you know what else we didn't mention, because we kind of added it last minute, but didn't get on the list, is Reflections and Rumors.
That's right. I forgot about that one.
So yeah, there's a website, dvcduo.com. They have a post on here talking about Reflections. There were some rumors going on about a month ago now that Reflections may have been canceled. The reason being that there were photos of them closing down the construction and putting down grass seed, so people weren't sure. But recently, apparently, this was on June 30th, Disney filed another permit for Reflections involving the running natural gas lines. So the current rumor anyways is that the construction is still going on. There's still plans for Reflections. It's just being slowed down. And again, this is not a surprise. Sales almost at a halt on Riviera. And, you know, a lot of empty rooms at the resort. There's really not a lot of demand for a new resort to open in the next 2 years, probably. So they're probably just looking at, instead of getting it open in 2 years, maybe it'll be 3 or 4. So right. I think that's what's going to happen is you're going to see a significant slowdown. They might still slowly work on it, or they might delay it for 6 months or something like that and then start up again. There's no indication that Disney has actually canceled it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they're eventually going to have to build another DVC resort in Walt Disney World. There always is going to be a DVC resort in Walt Disney World available for purchase. Even when they have the Disneyland one, which I think that one will probably sell out very, very quickly, they're going to have an active property. So whether this is delayed 6 months or 2 years, I think it will eventually happen. Hopefully they'll change the name, but I don't know. We'll see about that. But yeah, I would agree with that. But that's a rumor. That's just us speculating. And that, again, will probably be something we talk about on every episode or close to it. Yeah. And I guess that's it. Anything you want to add?
No, I think we should wrap this up.
Okay, great.
I think we covered all the parks. And
so I don't know if we'll have an episode before or after I return from Walt Disney World. Depends on what news. As we've talked about, this podcast will not be a set schedule. It's not going to be once a week or every 2 weeks. It's going to be as news happens and as we feel that there is enough news to talk about and have an episode about. We'll see what happens in the next week or so. If not, you can always join us on My DVC Points Community Hall on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. You can find us on YouTube or on Facebook. We also have the My DVC Points Community group on Facebook. It's a lot of fun. We are a friendly DVC group. We help people. I'm one of the admins. We're pretty strict. If there's any negativity, we try and make sure that that just doesn't happen. So it's a really positive group. And it's fun because I think we all kind of know each other at this point. And I've run into a couple people actually at Walt Disney World since joining that group, and it's always been fun. So make sure you find us there. And until then, we'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.